星期三我出去的时候，当我回来的时候，我在我们家门口的那个路上426上面，我看到有很多的，远远看到有很多的警车停在那里。
Wednesday, when I was out and I came back to the home, when I was on 426 on Loma, I saw a lot of police cars on the road.
大概就在我们家门口那个 Duke Energy 那一块儿。
It's just right by Duke Energy on 426.
然后我开进一看，然后有很多的警车，然后很多的也有几辆救护车在那里。
I saw several police cars and also some ambulances over there.
然后我看到一辆越野车，很大的一辆越野车，然后就横在这个马路上面，然后它的头已经冲到那个绿化带里面。
And so then I saw a car, a truck that was had its heads into the center of the road.
然后这个头已经是粉碎性的被撞坏了。
So the head of the car has been really smashed in and all destroyed.
特别是在这个驾驶员的这一次，那个有凹陷去的特别的深。
Especially on the side of the driver, it's really caved in.
你可以想象这个驾驶员已经凶多吉少。
And so you can imagine that it's not much hope for the driver actually.
所以我猜想可能是那个车子失控，然后撞在那个绿化带中间那个树上面造成的。
So I guess that it has lost control and hit into the center of the road.
当我看到这个时候，我就觉得这个生命是特别的脆弱。你不知道明天要发生什么事情。
And when I saw this, my first reflection is that life is really fragile. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你也不知道下一刻要发生什么事情。
And you don't know what's going to happen in the very next moment.
我们觉得我们下明天都会平安，明天都会好好的。但是那个驾驶员也觉得他明天会好好的，但是他怎么会知道他会发生这个事情呢？
We assume that there will be peace for us every day, even the driver too. But how do he know that he will be faced with such a tragedy?
我们有我们的计划。
We have our plans.
就像吴长老上次讲的，我们的计划这个前提就是我们明天会好好的。
And just like what Elder Wu said, we assume that everything will be as per normal. That's how we plan.
就像上次吴长老用的那个圣经经文。那个财主说：“我明天会好好的，所以我要把我的这个仓库要扩大。”
Just like the scripture says of this rich person, rich man who says, "Tomorrow I'll be okay, so I will increase my barn size."
但是上帝说：“愚蠢的人啊，我今夜要取你的灵魂。”
But God said, "O foolish one, tonight your soul will be taken."
所以当我看到这个车祸的时候，我心里面其实是觉得，人生真的是无常。
And so when I saw this accident, my heart really feels that it is really, we cannot assume anything in this life.
我们也很脆弱，我们在这个面前是显得多么的弱小。
We are very fragile and we are so tiny and puny before them.
但是从另外一个方面一想的时候，我在想，如果这个事故发生在我身上，我会怎么样？
But from another perspective, I imagine if I were the driver, what would I do?
大家都知道我的车子现在最近这一段时间了出毛病了，对不对？
And you know that my car has a lot of problems recently.
我想我的车子如果哪一天失控了，我撞在那个树上的时候会怎么样
？Now I imagine if one day my car loses control and I got hit on the tree, what would happen？
在当我这么想的时候，我心里面突然觉得很幸福。
And when I thought about that, I felt suddenly very strangely warm.
我觉得很平安。
I felt peace actually.
为什么
？Why？
因为我知道，如果这个事真发生在我的身上，那我很快就与神面对面的相见了。
Because I imagine that if this thing were to happen to me, then I would meet God very soon.
那比在这个世上要好得多了，对不对？
Of course, it's better than to be here.
我也知道，就是说神会看顾我的家人。
And I know that God will provide for my family.
因为他是信实的。
Because He is faithful.
所以我想到这个时候，我心里面其实是蛮感恩的。
So when I thought of this, my heart was filled of thanksgiving.
成为神的儿女，成为基督徒，真是一件很蒙福的事情。
As a child of God, as a Christian, is a very blessed thing to do, to be.
我们活着有益处。
We live with a purpose.
我们死了会更有益处。
And when we die, we'll bring greater benefits.
我们感谢神为我们所做的这一切。
We give thanks to God for all that He has accomplished.
他在创世之前拣选我们。
Before creation, He has chosen us.
然后时候满足的时候，他差遣他的独生子耶稣基督，为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
In the fullness of time, He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for us on the cross for our sins.
他赐下圣灵在我们的心中，成为我们的印记，成为我们得救的印记，直到有一天我们见他的面的日子。
He sent the Holy Spirit to be a sign and a seal in our hearts, so that until we see Him one day.
而且他为我们在天上留下了这个基业。
And He has given for us this inheritance in heaven.
那这个基业，中文翻译成基业。但是基业的给你的意思好像是他把他的东西的一部分给你了，对不对？
His inheritance means a lot or a portion of his is given to us.
其实原文这个意思的是遗产。
And so in the Greek it's inheritance.
但是翻译成遗产是不好的，对不对？ 好像上帝死了，其实上帝没，上帝不会死，对吧？
But sometimes it doesn't mean that God's going to die and then he's going to give you an inheritance.
那其实告诉我们说，上帝把他所有的一切都给了我们。
But what it means is that God has given us all of his everything.
所以不是一部分，而是所有。
Not just part of it, but everything that he has.
所以这是我们称为基督徒，我们是神的儿女，是所收养的儿女，是何等的蒙福。
As Christians, we are child of God, adopted by him, and how blessed is this?
是何等的恩典。
It's how wonderful this grace.
上帝为我们成就了，做了所有的这些事情，我们成就了这么多美好。
And God has accomplished so many wonderful things for us.
但是反过来想，我们能够对上帝有什么的回应呢？
But on the other hand, what is our response towards God?
所以保罗在以弗所书的后面第四章就开始讲，我们要怎样去回应上帝，在上帝这样的恩典下面，我们要如何的回应他？
And so Paul writes in the later half of Ephesians how we are to respond to God's grace.
然后在这个上一段就十七到二十四节。 讲到就是说，我们要脱去这个旧人，要穿上新人。In
the previous section in chapter 4:17-24, we are to put off our old self and to put on the new self.
但这是对基督徒所有的生活的一个总结了。This
is a principle for all living in Christian life.
就是我们要每天要做的事情，每天要做的征战，就是要脱去这个旧人，要穿上这个新人。That
is the war that we wage every day, is to put off our old self and to put on the new self.
然后之后从25节开始，然后就开始讲每具体的事情。
And then in verses 25 onwards, he talks about very concrete things.
然后我们今天看的这段经文是25节到32节，讲的是从三个方面讲，从我们的言语，从我们的行为，然后从我们的内心来讲，我们要如何的被更新。And
so from verses 25 to 32 today, we'll see from three perspectives, from our speech, our actions, and from our hearts, how we are to be renewed.
所以我们来看这段经文。Well,
let's read this section of scripture.
哦，邀请弟兄姐妹起立，我们一起用起音的方式一起来读好。
I invite you to stand as we read this section of scripture responsively.
所以你们要拒绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。Be
angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。Let
a thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
污秽的言语一句不可出口。 只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。And
do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、捆绑，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除去。Be
to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgive you.
这神的话语，我们一起来祷告。The
word of God, let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，愿你祝福你的话语。O
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you. May you bless your word.
主啊，愿你在你的话语上得着荣耀。May
your word glorify you, O Lord.
主啊，愿你在我们的当中居首位掌王权。And
may you be exalted and reign high among us.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。We
pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。大家请坐。Please
be seated.
所以今天我从三个方面来讲，第一个是言语，第二个是行为，第三个是我们的内心。And
today I will speak from three perspectives. One is from our speech, then our actions, and our desires or thoughts.
所以在25节说，你们要弃绝谎言，个人要与邻舍说实话。Verse
25 says, "Put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor."
29节说，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话。Verse
29, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up."
所以25节首先谈到你们要弃绝谎言。So
verse 25, put away falsehood.
就是说要不要说谎。That
is to say, do not lie.
然后个人要与邻舍说实话。And
let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor.
实话这个在原文里面是真理，就是个人要与邻舍说真理。And
it's to speak the truth to your neighbor.
那中文翻译成实话是很好的，因为我们中国人不说。 说真理，我们说实话，对不对？
And Chinese is translated to say we speak honest things and not truth because we don't say we speak truth.
但是说实话和说真理其实是有一点小小的细微的区别的。But
speaking the truth and speaking honest things, there's a little bit of nuance there.
因为当你说实话的时候，你讲的不一定是真理。Because
when you say honest thoughts, you may not
对不对?
be telling the truth, right?
你讲真理的时候，是不是实话？我不知道。
When you tell the truth, whether or not it's honest,
perhaps
when you tell the truth, you're speaking honestly.
比方说，我对这个人有看法了，对吧？然后 那我心里是这么想的，我心里是这么想这个人的，那我把他讲出来，我讲的是不是实话？
So if I really honestly think certain thing about certain person when I tell it, is it truth?
我讲的是实话，对不对？
I'm telling honest things, honestly.
那我讲的是不是真理？
But is it truth that I'm speaking?
不一定，对不对？
Not necessarily.
那之前我在国内的时候，我听到我们教会的两个姐妹在谈论一个弟兄。
In the past, in China, I've heard two sisters talking about a brother.
一个姐妹说这个弟兄好虚伪，很讨厌。
And one sister says, "Oh, this person is very deceitful. I really don't like him."
为什么？
Why?
因为他整天出口就是圣经，闭口就是圣经，整天把神的话语挂在嘴上。
Because every time he opens his mouth, it's the Bible, and every time he closes his mouth, it's the
Bible. 所以让他感觉到就是说很虚伪，然后很假正经。
It feels like very seriously. He's not serious.
然后另一个姐妹说：“这不是很好吗？这是个很属灵的弟兄啊，很好的弟兄。”
The other sister says, "Well, he's a very spiritual person. Isn't that a good thing?"
那这个两个姐妹谁讲的是实话？
Now the two of them, which one of them are speaking honestly?
他们都讲的是实话。
They are speaking honestly, right?
那么他们谁讲的是真理？
But which one of them is telling the truth?
不知道。
Don't know.
对吧？
You don't know, right?
所以你讲实话不一定讲真理。
So when you speak honestly, doesn't mean that you're telling the truth.
讲实话容易，但讲真理比较难。
Speaking honestly is easy, but it's hard to tell the truth.
因为如果我说我们要个人要讲实话，那很好，我把我心里的感觉讲出来，我讲的是实话。圣经上告诉我要讲实话，对不对？
If we just speak honestly, I can just speak whatever that's in my heart. The Bible tells us to speak honestly.
但我讲的是对别人的看法，对别人的评论，对别人的定罪。
And perhaps,
我是心里是这么想的。
Perhaps it's my judgment, my condemnation towards other people. This is what I
think. 所以我可以不用为我讲的实话来负责。
So I don't have to be responsible over my honest.
但是你讲真理就不一样了。
But when you tell the truth, it's different.
你讲的是不是真理？
What you say, is it true?
你要对你讲的话负责。
Then you have to be responsible on your speech.
所以这里是个人要与邻舍讲真理。
Here it says, let each one of you speak the truth with his
neighbor. 所以你要讲话就要小心点。
When you are speaking, then you have to be careful.
所以如果你不确定你是真理的时候，你就要这么讲。你说，弟兄啊，我不知道我讲的对不对，但这是我的看法。如果讲的不对，你要赦免我。
And when you are speaking the truth, you might have to say, brother, I don't know whether this is the true or not, but I'm speaking honestly, and if it's not true, tell me.
Okay.所以这里讲的是个人要与邻舍讲实话。
Here it says let each one of you speak the truth.
讲真理。
With his neighbor.
邻舍是什么？
Then what is this neighbor?
我们看到邻舍的时候，我们想到是邻居，对不对？
And when we think of neighbor, we think of the people
living beside us. 那这里邻舍的意思就是说相近的人，与你比较 close, 与你比较相近的人。
And neighbor here means the people who are closer to you.
那么神是与我们比较相近，与我们比较 close 的人。
And who are these people who are close to us?
我们的亲戚。
Our relatives,
我们的朋友
our friends,
我们的工作里面的同事
our co-workers at work,
教会里面的弟兄姐妹
the brothers and sisters at church,
但在这里主要是讲教会里面的弟兄姐妹
Now here of course is mentioning more on the brothers and sisters
所以这里讲的就是要与你比较相近的人与你比较有close 的人你们是有一定的关系是比较熟悉的
And here are the people who you have relationship with who are close and
people who are close 所以你们要彼此之间要讲真理
And then you have to speak the truth with one another.
所以我们讲真理的时候要小心，你们之间有没有那种关系在哪里
？And so when you speak the truth, you have to know whether you have this relationship with that person.
如果你没有这种关系的话，你最好还是找一个比较有关系的人去讲。
Now, if you don't have the relationship with that person, you better speak the truth with someone else.
否则这个人就在想，你为什么来找我？跟你又不熟啊，对不对？
Otherwise, they would think, why are you the one telling me? I'm not really close to you anyway.
或者他在想，哇，这件事情你都知道了，是不是教会里面的所有的人都知道了？
Or he might think, oh, even you know about these things. Does it mean that everybody else in the church knows?
所以他就会往别的地方去想。
And he will think, or she will think otherwise.
所以如果是你最好，如果是你跟他不熟，你最好找一个比较给他熟的人去给他讲。
And so if you are not close to that person, you find someone else to talk to that person.
所以我们需要讲真理，不要讲谎言。
And so we are
拒绝谎言。
We are to speak the truth and put off falsehood.
然后在二十九节说，污秽的言语一句都不可出口。
Then in verse 29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth.
所以英文翻译的很好，那 corrupting 对不对？对，污秽的言语这个字的原文的意思就是说，那些腐烂的水果或者是腐烂的鱼。
And so this corrupting talk means that things that are putrid or that are rotting away.
所以污秽的言语是什么？
So what is this corrupting talk?
污秽的言语我们理解是 dirty 的话，是不是？
什么的话
？Dirty.
Dirty words.
对对对 ，dirty words, dirty words. Okay. 但是其实这里讲的是使人发霉、使人发臭的那个话。
But here is a corrupting talk that causes people to rot and to become putrid and smell.
那什么叫使人发霉、什么使人发臭的话呢？
What does it mean for words that will cause others to rot?
就是英文里面讲的扑得当别人的话、逼得当别人的话。
And it means words that put down others or you beat
down others. 所以他给后面那个建造人的话、说造就人的话是相对的、是相反的。
It is in contrast to the words that is good for building up. That we'll、
所以一个人是一个话讲话是 put down 别人，一个讲话是造就别人。
So one side of the talk is putting down, on the other side is building up.
一个讲话是让人得鼓舞，另一个讲话是使人发霉。
And one talk causes others to be encouraged, but the others put despise them.
我们在中国文化里面从小教育我们要讲使人发霉的话，对不对？
In Chinese culture, perhaps we've been taught to have this corrupting talk.
我们都从我们的父母那里领受过这样的。
And we have received all these talks from our parents, perhaps.
所以我们的父母总是盯着我们不足的地方。
And so our parents always point out our flaws.
所以他们讲话总是让我们泄气，让我们发霉。
So every time they talk, it causes us to be discouraged.
为什么？因为我父母对我们太爱，然后期望太高。
Because our parents really actually love us and they have really high hopes for us.
所以他们把他们的期望都放在我们的身上。
So they put,
他们完成不了的事情都希望我们去完成。
They put all their hopes on us, things that they did not accomplish, they hope that we could.
所以当我们做不到的时候，他们就开始讲发霉的话。
So when we couldn't do it, then they started all this corrupting talk.
所以我们在夫妻之间，我们对我们的孩子是这样，我们在夫妻之间也是这样。我们对我们太太讲话也是使人发霉的话。
So,
我们对我们的丈夫讲话也是使人发霉的话。
So all this talk between our wives and our husband and between the children are all this corrupting talk.
但是我们圣这里告诉我们说，我们讲话要建造别人，要造就别人。
But here the Bible tells us that only such as is good for building up.
叫听见的人得益处。
So that it may give grace to those who hear.
听见的人得益处，这句话直译过来就是给那些听见的人恩典。
And that is to say to give grace to those who hear.
给那些听见的恩典，什么叫那些听见的？给他们恩典啊。
What does it mean to give grace to those who hear it?
比如说你讲话的时候，你要看到他的好处，
and that is
要看到他的长处，你要鼓励他，要给他恩典，对不对？
And that is to say, when you talk to the other person, you are to see their advantage, you are to see what's good about them, and give them grace.
你不是要老盯着他的短处，然后讲那些话，然后使他发霉。
Don't merely focus on the flaw and the talk about this corrupting talk and discourage that person.
所以这保罗在这里讲这些话，说污秽的言语、使人发霉的言语，一句都不可出口，但是要随时说造就人、要建造人的好话。
So here Paul says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up. 所以给听见的人恩典， that it may give grace to those who hear.
那这是保罗在这里讲到说，我们讲话的时候要注意，我们既然在基督里面是一个新造的人。所以我们的言语上，我们的嘴巴上就要被更新。
So Paul cautions us to really be careful of what we talk, since we are in Christ, our speech should be renewed in Him.
我们要讲真理，讲造就人的话。
We are to speak the truth and to speak words that build up.
不要讲谎言，不要讲使人发霉的话。
We put away falsehood and let no corrupting talk come out of our mouths.
那第二点，我们讲行为。保罗在这里讲到，就是说，在二十八节，从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力。
And secondly, we talk about actions. In verse 28, it says that the thief no longer steals, but rather let him labor doing honest work with his own hands.
保罗在讲这句话什么意思？
What does Paul mean here?
就是说当时的教会当中有些人从前是偷窃的，对不对？
That is to say, there are people in the church who were thieves in the past.
有些人从前是小偷。
There were thieves, who were thieves in the past in the church.
所以他们的教会比我们这个教会差多了，对吧？
So their church is worse than ours, isn't it?
我们教会至少还没有这些人。
At least we don't have these thieves among us.
所以你可以看想想当时的教会那里面的人的层次是什么样的层次。
So you can,
以前是偷窃的。
You can see the different classes in the society in the church. There are people who were thieves then.
所以保罗说，从前偷窃的，你不要再偷，总要劳力，然后去做工。
And so Paul says that the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor.
这个劳力这个词的意思是很努力的去工作，然后工作到你累，工作到你疲倦的这种地步，疲乏的地步。
And this labor means that you have to work diligently to the point that you are tired.
所以保罗在这里说，你要很努力的去工作。
So Paul says you are to work diligently.
你要去做正经事。
And you are to do honest work.
正经事就是好的事情。
Honest work means works that are good.
而是不是坏的事情。
And not works that are shady.
什么是好的事情呢？
What is this good work?
就是对别人有好处的，没有危害别人的，对这个社会有好处的事情。
That is work that builds up the society and you can.Bring benefits to others.
而不是对社会有坏处的事情，对别人有伤害的事情。
And not work that harms others or the society.
所以保罗不是让你去贩毒，对不对？
So Paul doesn't want you to go and sell drugs.
卖大麻对吗？
Or to sell marijuana.
在我们的福州有卖大麻的。
And there are people who sell marijuana here, actually.
Okay. 所以保罗让你做正经的事情，让做好的事情，对别人有益的事情。
So Paul wants us to do honest works that bring benefits to others.
然后有余就可以分给那些有需要的人。
And when you have, you may have something to share with anyone in need.
所以这里我们看到基督徒的工作观有三点。
So here there are three views on the Christian views on work.
第一个就是说你要努力的去工作。
First, you have to be diligent in your work.
很多基督徒相信了主以后有一个误区，就是所有的一切都是神给我的，对吧？所以我不需要去努力工作了。
So many Christians have a misconception that everything that God, after become Christians, everything I have is God given to me, so I don't have to be diligent anymore.
我不要去努力去学习了。
I don't have to be diligent in my studies anymore.
反正神都已经预定了。
Since God has already predestined anyway.
但其实这是个错误的想法。圣经上告诉我们说，你要努力的去工作。
This is a wrong concept. The Bible tells us to work diligently.
那耶稣来到世上的时候，耶稣说：“我父做事直到如今，所以我也做事。”
When Jesus came here, he says, "My Father works until now, and I too are working."
所以上帝都在一直的做事情，直到现在，对不对？从创世到现在，他一直在做事情。
So God.
然后耶稣说：“我也像父那样做事情。”
God is continuing to work even after creation until now, and Jesus says, "I am working too."
所以我们也要努力的去工作。我们要不但要努力的工作，要认真的去工作。
So we are to work diligently and seriously.
那圣经上告诉我们说，你们做事凡事都要像给主做的，对不对？
And the Bible says, "Do everything as in the Lord."
所以意思就是说，你们虽然在公司里面工作，但你们不要像是给老板做的。老板在我就认真一点，老板不在我就可以上上网看看新闻。
So when you're working in a company, don't work as though it's to your boss. If your boss is around, I'm serious. If your boss is not around, then I can surf the web or things like that. You're working as though to the Lord. And the Lord is always there. And not only are you to work diligently, but seriously. This is the first point.
第二点就是我们刚才说的要做正经的事情。你选择职业的时候，你要选择好的职业，造福人类的职业，对别人有益处的职业。
And second, you are to do honest work. When you choose a career, choose something that can benefit others.
你不能选择那个危害别人的职业。
Don't choose a career that will bring harm to others.
所以现在我们知道，在美国有很多这样的选择的这个职业是危害别人的职业。
Now we know that there are many careers that can really harm others, even in the States.
那比方说在佛州卖大麻的事情，对吧
？So for example, you're selling marijuana in Florida.
我们当中没有人卖大麻，对吧
？The none among us who sell marijuana.
如果有，请赦免我得罪你。OK. 然后第三个就是说，你有可有余的要分给那个缺少的人。
And the third point is that if you have something to share, share with anyone in need.
就是你努力工作之后，如果你自己有余的话，你分给那个教会当中有缺乏的人。
And that is to say, if you work and you have extra, you are to give to those who are in church in need.
这些人可能是老弱病残，可能是孤儿寡妇，他们没有办法工作。
Because these may be widows or orphans, or they are disabled, they are not able to work.
所以你要分给他们。
And you are to give it to them.
保罗为什么会有这种想法？
Why would Paul think of such things?
这个想法在我们今天觉得是不可思议的，对不对？
It is almost unthinkable in our days today.
我辛苦工作赚的钱，我凭什么要分给你？
I've worked this diligently for myself. Why would I want to share with you?
因为在保罗在当时的那个社会处境当中，保罗是把一个教会当作是一个大家庭，是神的大家庭，是一个家庭。
And Paul is treating the church as the family, is the family of God.
在那个社会处境当中，一个家庭里面的人如果要出去工作，他赚的所有的钱都是这个家庭的，对不对？
And in that society, when a person goes out to work in a family, he provides with for everything for the family.
所以家庭里面的有人有需要，那当然要会给他了。
Now, if anyone is in need in the family, of course, that person who provides will give them.
所以保罗把这个教会当做一个家庭的时候，当教会里面的人有出去工作，他赚有多余的时候，他就分给了教会里面没有办法工作而缺少的人。
And so Paul treats the church as a family so that those who are out there working comes back if he has extras to give to those who are not able to work. Today, to us, this is a great challenge. And very rare will be someone who will be able to do this. But may God help us. And because in the eyes of God and in Paul's eyes that we are truly a family. We are his children. And he is looking at it from a heavenly perspective.
所以这里讲到基督徒的工作观有三点，第一个就是要努力的工作，第二个你要选择正经的职业，第三个当你有余的时候要分给那些有需要的人。
And so here there are three points on the perspective of work, of Christian work. One, you are to labor diligently. Second, you're doing honest work. And third, you're to share.
这是在讲行为这个方面。那虽然在讲行为，保罗在这里主要讲的是工作上面。
And here Paul talks about actions. Of course, he focuses on work.
那第三个方面是保罗在这段主要讲的，就讲我们的内心。
But third, Paul focuses mainly, actually, in this passage, on our hearts.
26节讲的，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Verse 26 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger."
保罗讲生气不要犯罪，这句话是什么意思
？What does Paul say when he says, "Be angry and do not sin"?
这句话的意思是说，我们生气的时候常常犯罪，对不对
？Does it mean that, or when we are angry, we always sin?
所以你生气的时候要注意，不要犯罪。
And yes, because when we're angry, let us pay careful attention not to sin.
因为我们生气的时候常常犯罪。
Because when we are angry, we often sin.
我们为什么生气
？Why are we angry most of the time?
因为我们的利益，我的利益受到损害，所以我生气，对不对
？Because my advantage has been taken, so I'm angry.
因为你没有按照我所设想的去做事情，没有事情没有按照我的计划而来，所以我生气。
Because things doesn't go according to my plan, so I'm angry.
因为没有按照我的道德标准来做事情
，because things are not up to my moral standard, so I'm angry.
所以我生气，对吧
？So I'm angry.
所以问我们为什么生气
？Why do we angry?
你发现的是我，对不对
？You realize that
这中间是我在哪里
？You realize that the reason is because of selfishness.
所以我生气。
It's because that's why I'm angry.
所以我们的生气里面常常是伴随有犯罪。
That's why when we're angry, there's often sin in there.
所以保罗在这里劝我们，你要特别注意，你生气的时候，你要省察你自己，你心里面有没有事情。从你自己出发的，以我为中心的，你要去省察这个。
And Paul here cautions us to really reflect when you're angry. Are you really coming from a selfish motive?
但是有没有不犯罪的生气
？But are there anger that does not sin?
有，对不对
？Yes.
上帝也生气，但是上帝不犯罪。
God is angry too, but he does not sin.
上帝没有办法犯罪，因为上帝和罪就是不相容的，对吧
？And God cannot sin because he's just opposed to sin.
上帝在旧约的时候带领以色列人出埃及的时候，上帝常常向以色列人生气。
When God has brought the Israelites out from Egypt, he's always
angry with them. 他们在西乃山下的时候，当摩西从西乃山上下来的时候，他们在那里造了个金牛犊，说这是带领我们出埃及的耶和华。
When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, they have cast a golden calf there and say that this is the God who brought us out of Egypt.
上帝在那里大大的向以色列人生气，说我不再带领他们去迦南地了，你摩西你自己带他们去。
And God was very angry with the Israelites, and he says, "I will not lead them. Moses, you lead them to the Canaan."
然后当他们在那个迦地斯的时候，他们派出十二个探子去窥探以色列地。
So when they were at Kadesh and they sent the 12 spies out to the land of Canaan.
但后来其中十个探子回来说，那个迦南人的城墙高耸入天，他们的人都是巨人，我们没有办法胜过他们。
When the 10 spies come back and says, "Oh, the walls are so high and they are so strong, we are not able to go and conquer them."
所以以色列的百姓就在那发怨言，向上帝发怨言，上帝在那里很生气，大大的生气。
So all the people of the Lord grumbled against the Lord, and he was angry at them.
上帝说，你们这一代人都要死在旷野当中，你们在旷野当中要流浪40年。你们这一代人没有一个人，除了加勒和约书亚，没有一代人能进入迦南。
And the Lord judged their generation that they should perish in the desert in the wilderness, except for Caleb and Joshua.
上帝生气。
And the Lord was angry.
但是上帝没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
耶稣也生气。
Jesus was angry.
耶稣也没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
当耶稣从那个登山变相下来的时候，他看到他的门徒和法利赛人文士在那吵架。
And so when he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, he saw his disciples quarreling with the Pharisees.
因为他门徒没有办法把一个人把那个鬼从一个人身上赶出去，所以文士在那里就嘲笑他们说：“你看你们信的这个人是谁？他没有这个能力，对不对
？”And these disciples couldn't exorcise a certain demon, so the Pharisees was laughing and mocking at them.
所以耶稣就生气，然后说：“这弯曲悖谬的时代。”这个小信的时代，我要忍你们到几时啊
？And Jesus was angry and says this, "Oh, this generation of little faith and rebellious generation, how long should I be patient with you?"
但耶稣生气，耶稣没有犯罪。
And he was angry, but he did not sin.
所以保罗在这里说，我们生气不要犯罪。
So Paul says here, "Be angry and do not sin."
所以我们人常常生气的时候会犯罪，因为我们常常是以自我为中心的，我们常常把我们自己的东西掺杂在里面，我们也有易怒。
And we too, when we are angry, there's a lot of times there's a self-motivation being mixed into it.
但我们很多的时候，我们的易怒是掺杂在我们自己的东西在里面。
And we may have some kind of righteous anger, but it's always mixed with some kind of motive.
所以我们要小心。
So we have to be careful.
保罗在这里说不可含怒到日落，意思就是不要让太阳落在你的怒气上面。
And Paul says do not let the sun go down on your anger.
那么那这句话我知道我们常常在夫妻之间用，对不对？
We know that we always use this between a husband and wife, isn't
it? 结过婚的人都知道。
And those who are married, you know.
你会常常想起这句话。
You always remember this phrase.
所以每次当我和太太吵架的时候，
And every time when I quarrel with my wife,
我太太一生气，她就抱着被子到另外一个房间去睡。今天师母不在，我可以说。
My wife is angry and then she will just hug her blanket and go to sleep.
我心里就生气，我心里就说你去睡吧，反正我就不叫你回来。
And in my heart, I'm angry and says, "Go and sleep. I won't call you back."
我睡眠是很好的。
And I can sleep very well.
所以我就是在那里想睡着，拼命的想睡着，就是睡不着。
But I couldn't.
因为脑子里面老是在想，不可含怒到日落。
Because in my mind, I keep thinking of this phrase, right? Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
后来说，好吧，我 give up, 我去叫我太太回来。
And then I'll say, I give up and I'll call her back.
对，所以我们在夫妻之间经常会的，不可含怒到日落。
You always remember this phrase, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
为什么不可含怒到日落？
Why is this so?
保罗在后面说这原因，说不可给魔鬼撒旦留地步。
And Paul says that give no opportunity to the devil.
这个地步就是地方空间的意思。
This opportunity means a place or a space.
意思就是说不，他的意思就是说你住那个住的地方，意思就是说不要给撒旦留住的地方。
That is to say, don't give a place or a foothold where Satan can dwell.
这个意思就是说，如果你的让你的怒气过夜的话，那你的心里面其实那个怒气就在两人之间产生了一种间隙，那撒旦就住到你的心里面了。
And that is to say, when you allow this anger to go overnight, there will be a gap in your hearts, and Satan will be there, will take that opportunity.
所以这个间隙一旦形成，你以后看这个人的时候，你越看他越觉得他不顺眼。
And this gap will become something that causes you to have a biased perspective.
所以这个人无论做什么事情，你都会往负面的地方去想。
And no matter what that person do, you always think negatively.
那其实你已经被撒旦控制了。
Now actually, you are under the foothold of Satan.
所以这里就说不可含怒到日落。如果你对一个弟兄或者一个人有生气，那你要尽快去找他去解决。
And so here, do not let the sun go down on your anger. If you are angry towards a certain person, you must reconcile as soon as possible.
所以这里是保罗讲的不可生气，啊，不要生气。
That's what Paul says about anger.
那有问题？没有，还是在挥手。如果 OK， 如果日落再开始寒露，那你在睡觉之前要给他去解决，要去找他去解决。OK， 所以这个意思就是说，你在睡觉之前不要让他过夜，不要让你的怒气过夜。
And so what it means here is not to let your anger pass over into the night for the next day.
那三十一节讲的是恶意，就一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，啊，又都要从你们中间除掉。
And then in verse 31, we see, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
所以一切的恶意，什么叫恶意？什么叫恶意呢？
Then what is this evil thought?
那么中文翻译恶毒，用的词更重一点，对不对？
Now in English, it's bitterness.
那更重一点，就让我们就觉得啊，反正这恶毒，我们心里不至于到这种地步。
And we said that
不是在讲我。
And you think that in this is not talking about me because his malice is very very heavy here.
但其实这个词的意思是恶意，就是你对别人有那种恶意、不好的想法，你不希望他好，那就是在讲你。
So malice is actually a desire for that person not to be good. So if you just don't want that person, and
我相信每个人我们心中都会或多或少的有在生命当中有那个时刻对别人有恶意，对不对？
And I think in our lives most of the time we have some desires for the other person not to be good.
这也是我开车出我们小区的时候，我们小区的那个路的接出口就是接着那个426是一条大路。
Now, when I drive out of our neighborhood, we come to the junction of 426. 426 is the main road.
所以当我要去出去，要走上426，要右拐，然后在那里停着，等着这个426上的车能够有空间让我进，可以拐上去，对不对？
And so I was waiting there to turn right into 426. I'm waiting there for the car to turn.
然后从我的后视镜上就看到后面跟了一辆卡车。
And so from my rearview mirror, I saw a truck behind me.
我心里就很不好的感觉。
And so in my heart, there's this very unpleasant thought.
为什么？因为我以前有不好的经历。
Because in the past there have been unpleasant experiences.
因为以前也是这样的情况，然后后面那个卡车就在后面拼命的按喇叭。
Because it was in this situation before that the truck was blaring the horn at me.
所以当我看着后视镜看到这辆卡车的时候，我是想他肯定要按喇叭。
So every time I look at this truck behind me, I imagine that they're gonna blare their horns at me.
果然如我所料，他在那按喇叭。
And then according to my imagination, he really blared the horn.
所以我就很生气，你知道吗
？So I was very angry.
说这是我一点 patience 都没有 ，patience 都没有，一点耐心都没有，对不对
？So I was.
你在后面乱按喇叭，要别人那个前面的出去的话，发生车祸怎么办？
There's no patience at all. If you're blaring a horn, what happens if there's an accident in front?
So 我心里面就有点恶意，我就说，你干嘛着急啊？急着去投胎啊？对不对
？So in my heart, there was this unpleasant thought. Why are you so anxious? Are you going to reincarnate?
我祝愿你出去就车祸。
So I hope that you get into an accident when you go out there.
这就是恶意，对吧？对别人有恶意，不希望别人好。
And this is actually malice. Is wishing not well from another person.
这保罗在讲这种东西。
And Paul is talking about.
我们是个新造的人，我们在基督里面新造的人，我要把这种东西除去，不要对别人有恶意。
And Paul says for us to be renewed means that we are not to have malice towards others.
所以一切的苦毒，苦毒是一种恶意，对不对
？Bitterness is the kind of malice, right?
苦毒是什么？又苦又毒，对吗
？What's bitterness? It's bitter.
苦是自己心里苦，毒是对别人毒。
Bitter, you're suffering in your heart, and then you're making others suffer.
因为自己心里苦，所以对别人毒，对吗
？Because you're bitter in your heart, you're causing suffering.
这个字的原来是指呢，就是一种那一些植物，它结出的果子吃起来很苦，但是又有毒。
Is actually talking about certain plants that's bitter and also poisonous. So you're
bitter
and poisonous.
因为心里苦，所以对别人毒。
So you're bitter in your heart, and you're causing poison.
我就想起就是说，韩国有一部电影叫《密阳》。
So I thought of a Korean show called《密阳》。
大家可能有些人看过，对吗？我在之前在这个讲台上讲过，就是说他讲到一个年轻的单身的妈妈，然后从韩国的首都首尔，然后搬到附近的一个小城市叫密阳。
And talk about a young mom from Seoul who moved to a small town called 密阳。
然后他就开始这个年轻的妈妈就装的自己是很有钱，大城市来的。
And this young mother pretended to be very rich because she's from the big city.
结果那个这个里面的有一个校长就觉得她很有钱，所以把她儿子绑架了。
So the principal of that small town really thought that she was very rich, so she.
然后跟他要很多的钱，他付不出来怎么办？就把他孩子撕票了。
And so he kidnapped the son, and because she couldn't pay up, they killed the son.
所以这个妈妈，她因为这个信主，她因为这个原因，她一次偶然的机会信主。
And so because of this, the mother in the end became a Christian.
但是她决定呢，信主要告诉她要去原谅别人，对不对？要去赦免别人。
And becoming a Christian, it was told that to her that she ought to forgive.
但是她生命没到那个地步，所以她硬着要去做的时候，她去赦免别人，她去监狱里面去要去赦免这个人的时候，杀害她儿子的凶手的时候，她发现她没有办法做。
But she realized she couldn't do it, even though she forced herself to go to the prison to want to forgive this person who killed her son.
所以她心里就变得苦毒。
So there's bitterness in her heart.
所以她开始就做，她心里很苦，所以她开始就做一些事情。做什么事情了？当别人在聚会，他朝人家的窗口扔石头，砸人家的玻璃。
And so she started to do things that's really bitter because in her heart she's bitterness.
甚至不惜糟践自己，然后用自己的色相来勾引教会里面的长老。
And she started to seduce the elders in the church and causes a commotion in the congregation.
为什么？因为心里面有那个苦毒在里面。
It's why because there's a lot of bitterness in her heart.
因为苦，所以对别人毒。
So because you're bitter, you cause a lot of suffering for others.
所以你要真正解决这些，你就是要仰望主耶稣基督的十字架。
If you want to truly solve this, you can only come back to the cross of Christ.
要记得主耶稣基督为我们而死。
You have to come to think that Christ has died for our sins.
就解决心里那个苦，然后外面那个毒才能够去掉。
It's only when you solve the bitterness in your heart that you can stop causing suffering for others.
然后后面两个是讲恼恨、愤怒，是都是与怒气相关的。
And then we talk about wrath and anger, which is concerned with anger.
那这两个怒气又是有区别的。第一个怒气指的是那种爆发出来的怒气，有很强烈的情绪。
And wrath is talking about an explosive kind of emotion.
那么第二个怒气指平息下来的怒气，但这个平息不是真正的平息，而是进入到心里的深处，变成一种仇恨。
And this anger here is talking about a kind of hatred that looks calm on the outside by entering into your heart.
君子报仇，十年不晚。
And just like a gentleman taking his revenge, it's not late even for 10 years.
所以心里面那个仇恨在那里，所以这两种都是一种怒气，都是要寻找机会来对别人不好。
And this wrath and anger is the kind of anger that is really revengeful.
还有嚷闹，嚷闹是指几个人同时大声的在那里哭喊，大声的在那里吵架哭喊，是指这种。
And clamor is a commotion, an uproar with several people together.
毁谤，毁谤就是说说话，然后损害别人的名声。
And slander is to talk bad about others to cause their reputation to be slandered.
所以这些都指的是恶意，都是对别人，希望别人不好，希望别人倒霉。
And all these are malice, is unpleasant thoughts, hoping bad things come upon others.
所以保罗说，你们要把这些东西从你们中间除掉，因为你们是新造的人。
And Paul says you are to let all of these cease among you because you are a new creation.
然后在三十二节说，你们要以恩慈彼此相待，要存怜悯的心。
In verse 32 says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted.
怜悯的心就是对英文翻译 tender-hearted 是就是温柔的心，一个柔软的心。
And that is the heart that is soft and gentle.
所以你要知道你怎么判断你自己有没有个怜悯的心。那你的心如果柔软、很温柔、很柔软的话，那你就知道你的心是圣经里面所说的怜悯的心。
So if your heart is tender and gentle and kind, you know that then you have this tender-hearted.
如果你的心很刚硬的话，那你就可能要来到神面前要认罪悔改。
But if your heart is hardened, you ought to come before God and repent. It's not a tender heart.
那我在这里说要以恩慈相待。恩慈这个字是什么意思呢？
Now be kind to one another. What does this kind mean?
那中英文翻译成看的，是对别人好，对不对？
Be kind means to be nice to another.
那这个字的原来的意思就是说我调整自己，把自己调整得很好，能够去适应别人。
And kind means to adjust yourself well so that you can adapt to others.
所以这里是我调整自己去适应别人。
And that is to you adjust yourself in order to adapt to others.
所以这个字引申出来就是 easy.
In other words, the word that extends from here is the word easy.
就是我们所说的 easy going 的人。
And the idea of easy going.
就是说很容易与别人相处的人。
That is a person who is easy going. You can go along with others.
所以引申出来，再引申出来就是 kind, 就是恩慈。
And you extend further from there is kind.
所以什么是恩慈呢？
So what is this kind?
就是很容易与别人相处的。
That is, you get along with others.
那恩慈的对面是什么？
What is the opposite of kind?
就我们说的 mean, 是吗？
That is, mean.
Yeah, mean. 就是很 mean, 这个人很 mean.
That is to say, you are very mean.
那个 mean 的话就是说不容易与别人相处。
And when you are mean, it means that you don't go along with others well.
因为看到别人都是问题，对别人要求很高，对不对？
Because you see problems or flaws with others, and you don't...
所以不是调整我自己，而是要调整别人。
You're not adjusting yourself, but you're wanting to adjust others.
所以我们再想想，我们是不是有恩慈的人？
So when we think whether we are kind or not,
如果恩慈的人是调整我自己，能让我自己能够和好跟别人相处，对不对？
A kind person will adjust themselves in order to adapt to others.
对别人是要求是比较低的，能够去给别人 benefit.
And they have lesser demands of others and give benefits to them.
The mean 的人是要调整别人，要 fix 别人，要修理别人，让别人能够跟自己相处。
But the mean person will want to adjust others in order to adapt to them.
所以对别人要求是很高的。
So they have very high demands for others.
对自己的要求是比较低的。
And they have lower demands for ourselves.
所以保罗在那里说，你们要以恩慈相待，你们要能够对要看到别人的好处，要常常给别人恩典。
Paul here says to be kind to one another, to see the positive in them and to give grace to them.
然后说彼此饶恕。
And then it says forgiving one another.
饶恕这个词的希腊文的意思就是说 giving freely, 就是白白的给。
And to give freely to one another.
也就是说你要白白的去给。为什么饶恕要白白的给？
And why do you have to give freely to one another?
今天你跟我说你把你的车白白的给我好不好？
Is it good for you to give me your car freely today?
你把你的房子白白的给我好不好？
Why don't you give me freely your house for me today?
不好，对吧？
It's not good, right?
但是这个饶恕就是要白白的给。
But forgiveness ought to be given freely.
别人得罪你，实际上是欠你的债。
Now, if another person has wronged you and
is owed you, 你饶恕他，是你白白的给他，所以意味着你自己要有牺牲。
When you forgive them, it means that you give them freely, and you have to bear a sacrifice.
所以保罗他的意思，在这意思就是说，我们要常看到别人的好处，要常常能够去以恩慈相待，然后要常常去饶恕别人。
And Paul here is to say we always ought to see the positive in others, be tender-hearted, and to give benefit and forgiving one another.
所以最后保罗在这里提供了两个原因。第一个原因是因为神在基督里面饶恕了你们。
And here Paul finally gives two reasons, because as God in Christ forgave you.
因为我们欠神的，对不对？
Because we owe God.
我们欠神很多。
We owe God infinite amount.
我们欠神我们的生命，我们的命，我们的命只有一条。
We owe him our life, and we only have this life.
但我们欠神的。
But we owe him.
但是上帝白白的给了我们。
But God has given us freely.
所以他白白的将他的儿子耶稣基督给了我们。
He has given us his son Jesus Christ freely.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，所以我们的罪才能够得到赦免。
And Jesus Christ dying for us on the cross.
所以我们才能成为神的儿女。
That's how we are adopted to be his children.
所以正因为耶稣基督白白的神白白的给了我们，神白白的赦免了我们的罪，所以我们也要 赦免别人。
Because Christ, because God has forgiven us freely in Christ, we ought to forgive others. We ought to give grace to others.
然后第二个原因是在这里也提出，就是说，在那个三十节，在这里说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们是受了他的印记。只等到得赎的日子来了。
The second reason in verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom
you were
sealed for the day of
redemption.
You were sealed for the day of redemption.
什么叫受了圣灵的印记？
What does it mean to be sealed for the day of redemption?
就是圣灵在我们里面重生了我们，对不对？
And that is to say the Holy Spirit has regenerated us.
就圣灵给了我们一个新的生命，这个新的生命是属天的生命，不是这个世界的生命。
The Holy Spirit has given us this new life that is heavenly and not earthly.
是一个属天的生命。
It's a heavenly life.
所以当世界神创造这个世界的时候，神创造了一个有上面的世界，下面的世界。
So when God created this world, there is a heavenly world and this earthly world.
上面的世界叫天上，下面的世界叫地上。
The heavenly world is called heaven and the earthly world is called earth.
所以我们是住在地上的神的儿女。
We are the children of God on this earth.
那天上还有神的儿女。
And there are still children of God in heaven.
所以在诗篇八十二篇的时候，神在天上召个圣会，然后对神的儿女说。
And in Psalm 88, God calls a congregation in heaven and told the children of God in heaven.
然后说你们是神。
And say that you are gods.
希伯来文是 You are Elohim.
And in Hebrew is Elohim.
就神称他的儿女为 Elohim.
And so God called his children gods.
然后当我们信主的时候，我们这个生命不再是这个地上的生命，而是属天的生命。
When we believe in Christ, our life is no longer just earthly, but also heavenly.
我们和天上神的儿女一样，有拥有一样的生命。
We have the life like the heavenly children.
所以神称他们 Elohim， 我们也是 Elohim。
So God calls them Elohim, and He calls us Elohim as well.
所以当那个在旧约里面，当那个先知撒母耳，当那个先知撒母耳，然后他死了之后，然后一个巫师，然后把他从天上叫下来的时候。
So in the Old Testament, when Samuel was died and the witch of Endor called him from heaven,
那里面说他那个女巫说，我看到一个 Elohim 从天上下来。
The witch says, I saw an Elohim coming down.
所以 Samuel 死了之后，他被称为 Elohim， 他以为他是从天上下来，在天上。
And so Samuel is considered an Elohim if he's in heaven.
我们也是一样。
And we too.
我们当圣灵在我们里面重生的时候，给我们一个印记，我们有一个属天的生命。
When the Holy Spirit has regenerated us, He gives us a seal, and we have this heavenly life.
So our life is no longer the same.
Our life is no longer
the same. 不再是这个属世的生命。
We are no longer the earthly
life. 弟兄姐妹，你不能把你看作再是这个属世的人一样。
And you cannot view yourself as merely an earthly being.
你的生命本质上已经被变化了，你是属天的生命。
Because in your nature, it has been transformed.
所以正是因为这些，所以我们的言语、我们的行为、我们的内心都要被更新。
And because of this, our speech, our thoughts, and our actions ought to be renewed.
因为我们的身份不一样。
Because our identity is different.
时间到了，我最后讲一个事情，就是说，时间已经超过了。但我不知道大家有多少人看过《公主日记》，有多少人看过吗？没有人看过。The Princess Diaries.
I don't know any one of you have watched Princess Diary.
Okay, 你看了啊。所以公主日记的时候，刚开始你看到那个女孩是什么样子
？In the Princess Diary, in the beginning, what was the image of that lady?
然后头发乱糟糟的，是吧？穿着衣服邋里邋遢的，对不对？然后衣服这个样子。
It's a very disheveled. The person is very the hair is all over the place.
为什么这样
？Why?
因为她是一个单身母亲的女儿。
Because she's the daughter of a single mother.
她的身份是这样。
And this is her identity.
那后来她才知道，她原来是某一个国家的公主。
Then she realized that she is actually the princess of a certain kingdom.
所以在电影结束的时候，你发现他这个人完全不一样。
And at the end of the film, you realize that she's totally different.
他的衣着气质完全不一样，变得很尊贵。
And just the way that she conducts herself and she brings herself is totally different.
我们也是一样。
And we too the same.
我们是神的儿女，我们是属天的生命。
We are the children of God and we have a heavenly life.
那圣灵的印记在我们的里面。
And the seal of the Holy Spirit is upon us.
所以你在这世上的生活不能够再像世人一样。
So your life on this earth can no longer be like an earthly being.
你要完全有个全新的，你的言语要更新，你的行为要更新，你的心要更新。
And your speech, thoughts, and actions ought to be renewed.
所以弟兄姐妹，记得我们是神的儿女。
Dear brothers and sisters, remember that we are children of God.
我们是属天的。
We belong to heaven.
好，我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
感谢你拣选我们，让我们成为你的儿女。
We give thanks to you that you have adopted us to be your children.
感谢你将属灵的生命放在我们里面，属天的生命放在我们里面。
We give thanks to you that you have given us this spiritual life, this heavenly life.
主啊，让你帮助我们记住我们的身份。
Let us remember our identity.
主啊，也帮助我们从言语、从行为、从心里面的都被更新。
And help us to be renewed in our thoughts, speech, and actions.
主啊，愿你圣灵的大能在我们的身上。
May your Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit work upon us.
愿你在我们的身上得荣耀。
May you be glorified from us.
这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name